Johnny Musso, the Italian Stallion, joining us via the telephone, one of the all-time greats at the University of Alabama. Johnny, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Well, I wish I was there. It'd be darn nicer than it is right now in Chicago. But it's good to visit with you anyway by phone.
With no doubt, we want to talk about your playing days and sort of relive a little bit of history, and we do that quite frequently on this program. Johnny, can you update folks on what Johnny Musso is up to these days?
Well, I'm living in Chicago, where I've been since 1975. That sounds crazy. What is that, 38 years? And raising grandbabies now. We have five children, and four out of the five are settled in this little community we live in outside of Chicago called Hinsdale, Illinois. And we got four grandbabies that live local, and we're raising kids and grandkids and just feeling really blessed that the Lord's given us such a treasured life, I guess. I don't know. I feel very fortunate, but we just are doing well. Health is good, reasonably well for a guy that got knocked down and piled on as much as I did, but I'm feeling pretty good regardless of those things.
Johnny, how often do you make it back to Tuscaloosa?
Oh, my daughter went to school. She's down there about 10 years ago, and I started going back. I didn't go back a whole lot for many years other than I tried to get all the Alabama-Auburn games until they moved them away from Legion Field, and then I still got back to the Alabama-Auburn game when we played at home. But when she went to school, I got to go down there to see her, you know, killing two birds with one stone, and I got it was so much fun to catch up with friends and teammates and such that I've kind of kept that habit up. I go to two or three games a year now.
We're talking with Johnny Musso. He's in the game on 99.1 and 99.1WDGM.com. Johnny, let's go back to the Auburn game. Speaking of that 1971 game against Auburn, something unique about that game, you had to think Jim Goosetree made you something special where you could play in that game.
Well, he did. I missed the game before the Miami game. I missed one game my sophomore year with a sprained knee, and the only other game I missed was the game immediately before the Auburn game. I got hurt. Really just sprained my toe. Is when you're in the wishbone, you went from an up position. So to get started, you took a counter step, and you know you do that over and over, hundreds of even thousands of times in practice or during the season. But this one time, my toe actually just dislocated. It popped out of socket and whatever, but it was very strained and very large. It was very swollen, and I couldn't put any weight on it, and it didn't look like I was going to play it. I was progressing very slowly, and Coach Goosetree got a large shoe, a 12.5. I wore a 10.5 shoe, so a couple sizes bigger, and he molded a light cast in there and padded it, and then he taped it to my foot, and it was light enough to where when I put my weight on it, it would have some bend in it, so it was very similar to having a toe that you could push off on. It actually helped me push a little, and I didn't think it would work, but I practiced. I didn't practice for the 2 weeks in preparation, but the day before we left for Birmingham, I went and ran just a little, tried to jog a bit, and it was better than I thought. It was still awkward. But then I had another day, one more day, to try to get better. We went to Tuscaloosa walkthrough the day before the game, and I didn't do anything that day. And dressed up and just hopeful that I'd be able to play, and really not sure I would. I thought I'd give it a try, but I thought I'd play a play or two or maybe a series or two. And not expecting a lot, but my goodness, the adrenaline and the cast and a lot of prayers, I guess, I was able to play. So.
Had a great game. 31-7 victory would solidify the SEC championship in 1971. We're visiting with Johnny Musso and talking about that 1971 Auburn game. You were actually featured on the cover of SI, and you were the national player of the week that particular week, if history serves me well.
Well, I hope it serves you well. I'm not sure, but I hope that's right.
But you were featured on the cover of SI.
I was on Sports Illustrated after that game, correct. In fact, it turned out to be the Sports Illustrated jinx, I think. So we lost our only game the next, played for the national championship and lost the next game. So,
Johnny, where did you get the name Italian Stallion?
Well, Charlie Thornton was the publicity director, and he decided when I was a sophomore getting ready to start, preseason before the season started, I'd won the position and was going to start as a sophomore, and he decided I needed a nickname, and he tried two or three different really corny nicknames, and I really just shook my head, and I thought he forgot about it because he quit talking about it, and we played it used to be VPI's, Virginia Tech now, and I went to the pregame meal scared to death as a sophomore starting my first game at Alabama, just, you know, a dream come true for me, but scared to death. And people started laughing and making horse noises at me, and I didn't know what that meant. And somebody pushed me a newspaper, and it said on the headlines there, Alabama to unleash the Italian Stallion today. And so that's the name he put on me, and it stuck. So that kind of became he used to always kid me about that. At first, I really didn't like the nickname, but I grew to be quite fond of it over time.
1971, you guys implemented the wishbone formation that became very famous in the 70s. It led to so many championships and in one of the best decades ever in college football. How was that kept as a secret throughout the summer?
Well, through the summer, it was kept a secret because we hadn't installed it yet. We started summer camp with the pro offense that would run, you know, through many years with Namath, Sloan, Stabler. We were doing the same stuff. We just didn't have we didn't have Stabler, Namath, or Sloan anymore, or Scott Hunter. And so we were, you know, we had a running quarterback, and Terry Davis was a great wishbone quarterback. And he could throw on the run really well, but he wasn't a pocket passer. And so it became evident to Coach Bryan, I believe, that we needed to do something to really utilize the talent we had or the skill sets that we had. And so he had gone to Texas evidently sometime in that offseason and must have had that in his mind that he was going to make that decision if he had to, because we'd started, you know, at the beginning he didn't start right from the start of summer camp. We didn't start with the wishbone. But only 3 or 4 days into practice, he called us together at a team meeting, and he said, this is what we're going to do, and it's not, we're going to give it a try. He said, it's sink or swim. He said, I think we can be a great football team. With the wishbone, we can be a pretty good team with the offense we have, or we can be a great team, and we're going to try to be a great team. And so it was sink or swim. We were all in, and we practiced with the curtains drawn, and people were sworn to secrecy, and surprisingly it didn't get out. And you know, my brother, I talked to him not long ago, and he was reminiscing and saying how, you know, how surprised he was when we came out in the wishbone. He, you know, family members didn't know. So
we're visiting with Johnny Musso, no doubt a great player at the University of Alabama. I want to carry you back to the rushing record that you still hold at the University of Alabama. Attempts in a game, 42 attempts, and up and down the attempt record, your name is written. That's really unheard of in the current day. How did you maintain the endurance to go out and carry the ball 42 different times for 221 yards?
Well, that's not the greatest record to have, but I guess it's good to have something left in the record book.
Well, now, Johnny, you're cutting yourself short, because I did my research, and the name Johnny Musso on the rushing records is up and down, rushing touchdowns, your second place.
You're trying to be kind.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Okay, but no doubt one of the all-time greats in the backfield.
I had John David Crow as a running back coach. He was a Heisman Trophy winner at A&M under Coach Bryant, and he was my position coach, and he made sure I was in pretty good shape. When all the other running was done at the end of practice and the other backs were sent in, he would call me over and he said, you know, you want to carry the ball, 20, 25, 30 times a game, so you don't have to be in better shape than the rest of them. He'd run me. But he kept me in pretty good shape. But, you know, you get in a game like playing Auburn and you use adrenaline flowing and you just, I don't think you get tired. It's a great atmosphere to play in and you just savor those kinds of games. So I don't remember it being an exhausting affair, but, you know.
How do you embrace the current happenings here in Tuscaloosa, winning three out of the last four back-to-back national titles? I'm sure it makes you very proud as an alumnus of this great university.
Yeah, I embrace it pretty tightly. I embrace it as good as you could embrace anything. I am amazingly astounded, in awe of the program that Coach Saban's put together. He is just a perfect fit for the University of Alabama. His work ethic and the way he's working with players to build life skills and to teach excellence, and he's just the perfect fit for the school, and the school's lucky to have him. And it's just been heartwarming to see just the striving to do things right and the pursuit of excellence that comes from the football program. And by the way, just talking about pride in university, it's not only the football program. Dr. Witt and started a movement in the university that's continuing in the new reign there at the university, but with Ms. Bonner, Dr. Bonner. But the university itself is really moving in the right direction, making great strides. So I'm proud of the university in every way, but the football program couldn't be in better hands, and I'm just very just with a great sense of pride that I go back and get to see them play.
Johnny, final question. We're visiting with Johnny Musso, and no doubt your platform that God has given you going back, you're a member of the College Hall of Fame, and no doubt that's a high honor. You're an All-American. You had a chance to play on the professional leagues as well. Do you look back and say that God's given me this great opportunity because it gives me an opportunity to share Christ with so many other people that maybe you wouldn't have had a chance without being on this platform of college football's given you?
Well, bless your heart for asking the question that way. I do feel that, you know, I always wondered, an 11-year-old boy, I snuck into Legion Field and watched Alabama play Auburn, first game I ever saw, didn't have a ticket, snuck in, and it just captured my imagination. I always dreamed of playing on that field, and I played on that field in high school and with really, you know, a growing and desire and anticipation that maybe I could play in college on that field. And so it was a dream, you know, a dream come true for me. But I saw a lot of players get injured and a lot of people's dreams didn't come true. And I always wondered, you know, how and why that was true for me. And I really do think the good Lord directs our paths. And I think he, for some reason, allowed me to have success that was beyond my talent level, and for some reason I think he just bestowed grace on me, and I'm very, very grateful for that privilege, the privilege of knowing Christ and having him live in my heart is obviously the greatest privilege and joy of all, but he sure blessed my life in a lot of other ways too, and I don't get a chance to talk about it that much. I'm not an in-your-face kind of guy, but I do try to, you know, I try to live it with day-to-day choices and those kinds of ways that try to, you know, make a good impression of what a Christian hopes to be. But I'd say that's a mixed bag of results. But thank you so much for asking the question.
Well, Johnny, it's been a pleasure to talk with you tonight in Tuscaloosa. If you could do us one favor in Tuscaloosa, you're a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, and I'm sure you're part of the Veterans Committee. Don't let the folks, I know Derek Thomas was turned down a couple of days ago, but help us keep the Derek Thomas, maybe on that ballot that one day he'll be selected to the College Football Hall of Fame. I know he was turned down for the...
Yeah, I didn't hear that. But there's a guy that has... He's sure earned that right and that privilege to be in that group.
Absolutely. Well, Johnny, just don't let him forget about Derek Thomas. Thank you so much.
Hey,
for...
one other thing. Don't forget about Mal Moore. What a wonderful man we have. I'm glad his name's on that football facility, because I never want to let that name be forgotten out of my mind. What a gracious and great man to have carried the banner for those number of years.
Now, without the current direction of Coach Moore, I'm not sure if our football program would be in the same shape that it is right now.
I don't think we'd have Coach Saban without Coach Moore, doing the hard work of getting those facilities in place and really carrying the banner through some bleak years.
Johnny, thanks so much. Johnny Musso visiting with us. Roll Tide back to Chicago, and always appreciate you visiting with us here in T-Town.
Great. Have a great day. God bless you.